to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Apparently, carbon monoxide poisoning may be to blame for the Buckwild star Shane Gandy having passed away, I believe it was last week, 21 years old. He was found in his Bronco. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about President Obama's brain mapping initiative. Yeah, I guess he wants to map the brain, or he wants us to map the brain. Either way, I'm fine with that, just not, I'd like to know how much it's going to cost us. We're going to give you guys the latest scoop on the Michael Jackson family court battle that is now beginning against AEG, the concert promoters that allegedly hired Conrad Murray to take care of Michael Jackson. All right, and we're going to talk about heat exhaustion. Now that we're starting to come into the heat, I know some of you are still dealing with snow in the winter, but others of us, it's starting to get kind of hot. So we're going to be hitting that pretty hard. The heat. So, busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy for your calls, your questions, your comments. So please call it at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, I don't watch MTV a lot, but I guess the MTV reality series, Buck Wild, one of the stars, Shane Gandy, okay, and I guess two other men, bodies were found inside a Ford Bronco Monday, submerged in deep mud. Police are awaiting autopsy results before releasing the cause of death, but they believe that the muffler of the Bronco, in which Gandy, 21 years old, was found in the driver's seat, was it had been completely below the mud surface. Gandy's uncle, David Gandy, another man identified Monday as Donald Robert Myers, was also found dead inside the SUV. No damage to the vehicle from impact. All that they saw was it, you know, got stuck in a mud hole. Now, they say they were last seen around 3 a.m. Sunday at Larry's Bar, where they told friends they were leaving to go four-wheeling. Some 30 hours later, county dispatch received a call of a disabled vehicle in a rural part of the county and used all-terrain vehicles to access the area. Sorry, hiccup there. Finding Gandy's Bronco upright but submerged in deep mud. They don't think it's an unreasonable theory, but they're going to wait to see what the medical examiner autopsy reveals. They think they died from carbon monoxide poisoning because of the muffler's position beneath the mud. Now, just to recap, with carbon monoxide poisoning, you don't feel it. Carbon monoxide is CO, as opposed to carbon dioxide, CO2, which is what we breathe out. Carbon monoxide, since it's only CO, now oxygen is O2. So oxygen is two oxygens together. The CO, the carbon monoxide, can compete where oxygen tries to connect onto the red blood cells. So what ends up happening is carbon monoxide comes in, you're breathing it in, la-di-da-di-da, not realizing it, and the carbon monoxide attaches onto the red blood cells. Well, carbon monoxide ain't oxygen. So you end up saturating yourself with the carbon monoxide and basically asphyxiating or dying. You start to fall asleep without realizing it, and you end up dying, which is why many people when they, I don't want to say many people, but some people when they try to commit suicide, they will try to use carbon monoxide because they don't seem to feel it. And it's pretty scary because it's a silent killer. Weird Al Yankovic's parents, I believe, were sitting in front of the fireplace just kind of hanging out one night, and they both died of carbon monoxide poisoning. Could come from wood fires, it could cause from generators, it could come from a variety of things, which is why it is so crucial for you to make sure you have aeration, you have some sort of circulation of air, ventilation, because you need to get regular oxygen in there. The reason why we see carbon monoxide poisonings higher during winter is because we close up our houses pretty damn tight because we don't want the cold coming in. In this particular case, my guess, I mean, they're in West Virginia, I believe. I mean, I'm not sure how cold it was, but my guess is they had the windows rolled up pretty tight. And then when they were sitting there stuck in the mud, they were talking. They started to get sleepy, confused a little bit, fell asleep, never were able to get a breath of regular oxygen. Pretty scary stuff. The area where the Bronco was found is 1 mile from Shane Gandy's residence in Sisonville, a rural part of West Virginia. Police had to use a bulldozer to remove the Bronco from the mud. All right, I've never seen Buck Wild. I don't know much about it, but it's a shame. The kid's young, not to mention the two other people that were with him. So, you know, what we recommend when it comes to carbon monoxide is make sure you have a carbon monoxide meter in your home. You know, whenever we have daylight savings time, we remind you guys to change your battery in your fire alarm in your house. I also recommend to check on your carbon monoxide meter. Your carbon monoxide meter is supposed to beep when carbon monoxide levels are high. If you can't tell and you don't have a carbon monoxide meter, then every now and then, make sure you have some ventilation. Don't have a generator in an area where there's no ventilation and the carbon monoxide could seep into the house. Maybe have the generator outside. All right? Same thing with fireplaces. Make sure you have the opening of the chimney to the outside. Make sure you have some ventilation. You know, maybe every now and then open the window, let some air come in, close it up. But a carbon monoxide monitor is probably a hell of a lot easier. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There's still been a lot of hoopla about the Bible series. While we're talking about television, apparently one scholar takes issues with the Bible, says there were at least five things that the Bible series got wrong. Now, I don't know if any of you saw the History Channel and saw the Bible series. I thought it was phenomenal. But they said that they made a few mistakes, like Samson. Samson, according to, let me give you the name of the scholar, trying to find his name here, I apologize. I think his name is Enos or Ennis. I don't see, Peter Ennis, he teaches biblical studies at Pennsylvania's Eastern University. He says Samson is a minor character in the Bible, but he got lots of screen time in the series. Why? Because he's a precursor to Christ. He gave his life for the community, is unjustly treated, chained and blinded, or seeing Jesus in preview form. I didn't mind them spending more time on Samson. I think the Samson story is a cool one. Anyway, he lists some other things, and I think a lot of people are still mad that Satan looked like Obama. Not sure why that happened. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans. April 2nd through the 8th. With free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Hi, this is John O'Toole with Midas Resources Gold and Silver Company. We have all heard of Rand Paul warning of an imminent currency crisis as a result of reckless spending on Capitol Hill and endless wars overseas. But what are we doing to prepare for it? China, India, and numerous other countries are buying up gold and silver by the ton because they know what's really going on. Don't you think it's time you do the same thing before it's too late? Call me, John O'Toole, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 133, and find out why gold and silver have been the true safe havens for over 5,000 years. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133. I'll send you a booklet highlighting 10 reasons why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C? We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hey guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I guess there's a husband and wife that runs a quote-unquote cheating website for married people. And this website, they say, offers a public service. All right. I don't understand why people do what they do. I mean, maybe to make a quick buck. But it's called AshleyMadison.com. And some of you might have heard this. I guess they had an interview on The View. I'm just hearing about this now. They say most of the people that visit the website are women. All right. And it's based on female infidelity. 40% of their women access it on their smartphones. Oh, so there's an app? He also believes that cheating can help a relationship, the owner of the Bidermans, although his wife and business partner disagrees entirely. They have been married, I guess, for 10 years. They say cheating is destructive in a relationship, absolutely devastating. But we have found over the years there are situations where it has helped convince somebody to stay with somebody or help somebody have an outlet where they needed it, and they can have an outlet in their lives. Are you kidding me? So I guess it's a site worth $90 million. That always just makes me nervous. It's called Ashley Madison, Life is Short, Have an Affair. Mrs. Biderman added, I have traditional values, and I live in a traditional situation with Noel, her husband. They've been in a monogamous relationship and should be devastated if he cheated on her. Well, what if he's testing out the website to see if it works? Right? What, don't they have like a contact button or like a live chat? Right? Don't people have to kind of go in and check and make sure the whole thing is working? I guess it hooks you up with people that want to cheat. This is their billboard. They have a picture of Romney. This is ridiculous. Mitt Romney, if cheating on your taxes is okay, so is, okay, really? Didn't he spend millions upon millions of taxes each year? That's ridiculous. Anyway, she says, ultimately the website is a business, and that by appearing on the billboard, she might bring up some questions among married couples, leading them to have an open discussion about cheating. All right. Okay, I'm moving on with this. I don't want to give them any more promotion than they have. You know, the problem with cheating is it's a huge problem in our society because we're starting to get the feeling that it's okay. As we're seeing movies and TV shows and people cheat on each other and, you know, everybody works through it and then everyone's one big happy family. Okay, infidelity is infidelity. You're not allowed to cheat. It's in the Bible. It's in the Ten Commandments. It's something that we take vows when we get married, that we vow to only be with our spouse. It's a no-no. It always has been a no-no. And as these things surface, it starts to give the impression that, all right, you cheat and you move on. No, cheating disrupts the sanctity of marriage. I mean, if you let somebody else be in your bed, there is something wrong with that. Remember, when you vow to be with somebody the rest of their life, one of the reasons why you're doing that isn't so you have sex the rest of your life. It's so you have somebody that is pledged to be with you in sickness and in health till death do us part. Okay? Some of us get married because we want to know that our partner is going to be our life partner and they will be with us till the bitter end. Allowing somebody to leave that circle or to leave your you know, marriage, sanctity of marriage, to go and fiddle around will increase your chance of you not having that life partner. None of us want to die alone. We want our partner to be there till the bitter end. Just like, you know, Christopher Reeves and his wife. Christopher Reeve, after he had the horse accident and was paralyzed, his wife was with him to the end. Then, unfortunately, she dies afterwards of cancer. And so when I look at marriage, yes, sex is great, having children, having a home, that's wonderful, celebrating the holidays. But the reason why you vow to be with each other is so you have somebody that will be there with you till death do you part. And once you allow cheating, once you allow other people into the marriage, you will lose. You have a much bigger chance of losing that person. Okay? I mean, don't you think a 60-year-old person needs as needs too? Oh, no, they're just going to cheat on me when they're young. When they're older, they're going to stick with me. How do you know? If it was that easy to allow that person to go and sleep and cheat on you, it could be very easy for them to leave you later. So whenever I have a patient that comes in bawling because the wife cheated or the husband cheated, I got to take them back. I can forgive. You know, and a lot of us have had that discussion. I've even told you guys, I mean, I love my husband so much. If he cheated, I could forgive him. It's easy to forgive him. Make sure he gets STD, checked. I'll make sure I get STD checked. As long as none of us have STDs, we move on. I'm a big girl. I'm a strong girl. So he has one episode of strain. All right? To me, that's not where the root of the problem is. The root of the problem is if he could stray once, or if a woman could stray once, could they stray again? Now, my husband's never cheated. I've never cheated. We, you know, thank God we haven't had that issue. But the possibility or the opportunity for you to go into somebody else's arms can be very dangerous for the other spouse. So when I counsel a person who has been bawling that they were cheated on, and, you know, they go, well, what should I do? Should I take him back? I don't even think he wants me back or she wants me back. It's because I got ugly, I got fat, I got this. Keep in mind, whenever somebody cheats on you, many times they will make you feel like the bad guy so they don't feel guilty. Well, I cheated because you wouldn't talk to me. I cheated because you let yourself go. You don't care about me. You don't care about yourself. So people who were cheated on, not only are they crying because they were cheated on, but because they think it's because they're fat or because they wear a muumuu or they don't shave their legs, etc. I mean, no. No, remember, when most people cheat, they need to handle their guilt. And they also need the victim to feel more victimized. And that's what they do. So people come in going, it's because, you got to put me on diet pills. My husband cheated on me. No, it's not that you need diet pills. Yes, you need to feel better about yourself. Yes, you need to exercise, etc. But remember, Jennifer Aniston was cheated on. So if Brad Pitt could cheat on Jennifer Aniston, who was considered one of the most beautiful people in America, it's not your looks. When somebody cheats, they cheat. It's because they want something different. It's because they don't care about the marriage. Now, the reason why many of you forgive your spouse is because you realize, well, maybe it has to do with just sex. If all it was sex, I don't have to worry about them not loving me. And a lot of people who cheat tell me they still love their spouse. They love their spouse. They just wanted something different. They just wanted something exciting. So many of you say, well, if that's all it was, okay, I'll take them back. The problem is what if they do it again? And they do it again when you're now in your 60s or 70s and it's a little bit more difficult to find another mate. What I tell you is I go, look, go into therapy with your wife or husband. Go into therapy and hash this out. If you think there's any chance, a 0.001% chance, that your spouse will not be there till the bitter end with you, and they will stray or they will fall for somebody younger or wealthier or healthier than you, while you're still young and marketable, you may want to rethink taking that person back. Okay? Now, I know Dr. Laura Schlesinger would probably yell at me, once you're married, always stay married. But my problem with somebody cheating, okay, my problem with that is how do we know they are going to be there in the long run? If they could bail for something smaller, like I just want sex, how do you know they aren't going to bail when you have cancer? Now, we were talking about studies where when women cheat, what's the main reasons? When men cheat, what's the main reasons? And when they looked at male reasons for cheating, it was really not about the love. It was about the sex. It was about the excitement, etc. When a woman cheated, it was about the emotional part. So when a woman cheats, that's another thing to think about. Okay, why did they cheat? Okay, did they not feel loved in their marriage and want to feel loved? That person is more of a flight risk than somebody who cheated more just for sex, which is why you got to get a counselor involved before you make that decision. And be open and allow your spouse that, you know, just to say what's on their mind, because you need to know where you're at. You know, look, it's okay. Is it more exciting to sleep with other people? Are you getting a little bored with me? Is the passion gone? Because if that's the case, it allows you to make a calculated decision on what to do long term. And as far as I'm concerned, you want to find somebody that's going to be with you to the bitter end and not worry about sex. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from virus, fungus, bacteria, vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly to show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. We are live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Pacific time, as well as Saturdays, 10 a.m. Pacific time. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments, anything you want to discuss, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Also, you could email us with your questions at drdahlia.com. Yeah, we see a lot of sales pitches. I know many of you kind of throw out sales pitches, but I do get back to those of you that are asking, you know, bona fide issues, bona fide questions. You go to my website at drdahlia.com. Now, remember, we have an iPhone app and an Android app. You could download the Dr. Dahlia Show for free. Listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime. If you end up missing any of the Dr. Dahlia Show, that's what you can do. All right, really quickly, we were complaining about airline seats. Apparently, Delta is one of the first of the airlines to try to cut their 3x3 bathroom even smaller to add 4 extra seats to their planes, their 737-900 aircraft. Apparently, they think behind the sink is where they can cut. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me how you could cut the bathroom and add 4 more seats, because already those seats are slammed up against the bathroom. And those bathrooms are really tiny, but they think they could do it. And by later this year, we're going to have smaller bathrooms and 4 more seats in the economy class. I think it's really uncomfortable now to fly economy. I don't have the money to fly first class. So when we fly economy, sometimes I'll pay that little bit extra, the $40 extra, the $50 extra, just to try to get one of the roomier seats. I think it's a waste of money. I think it's a scam. But it's just so uncomfortable, especially when I fly across country. I fly across country a lot. If I'm doing a 2-hour flight, no big deal. But, you know, flying to New York for 4 or 5 hours, it's a toughie. So, yeah, they're going to downsize the bathroom. They say there's plenty of space behind the sink that's wasted. I don't think so, because I think the sink jams up right against the, you can't call them stewardesses anymore, the flight attendant area. So it makes no sense to me, but 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, Michael Jackson's family is going to be starting a court battle, I think for about $40 billion, all right, claiming that AEG, the concert promoters, were the ones that hired Conrad Murray, and it's their fault that Michael Jackson died. AEG is going to say, no, it's Michael Jackson's fault that he died. Now, Conrad Murray was convicted in 2011 for involuntary manslaughter and is serving a 4-year sentence. Okay, not handling it very well from what I understand. But Michael Jackson's children, Prince Michael, Paris, and Blanket, as well as, he's got a kid named Blanket, as well as his mother, Katherine Jackson, are suing AEG Live for $40 billion, apparently for future earnings. If Michael Jackson was still alive, they would be making millions upon millions of dollars. That's where they came up with the $40 billion number, okay? AEG is going to say he doctor shopped. AEG is going to be bringing up the child molestation acquittal charges from the past. There's a email, from what I understand, from the prosecution that they were able to receive, where AEG was basically threatening Conrad Murray. You know, remember who pays, you know, your salary. You know, and it basically implied it wasn't Michael Jackson, it was them. So, I mean, either way, Conrad Murray was not supposed to be given propofol, you know, which is why he was tried the way he was. But who told him to do it? And if Conrad Murray was under some sort of duress, are you able to blame the company that put him in such duress? So that's where this is coming from. So it's pretty scary stuff. I mean, it's you know, Michael Jackson has now been dead for close to 4 years. Summer of 2009 is when we found out he died. An absolute waste one of the most talented singer-songwriters. We understand he did have a pretty tumultuous history, but he was extremely talented. 50 years old, you see him rehearsing, singing and dancing. I mean, he still had competency. You know, where the question lies is, was he competent at the time when he was allegedly asking Conrad Murray for the propofol? What makes me mad is I hate to see somebody who died, all his history hashed up in a court of law while people are arguing for money. But I guess the children and Michael Jackson's mother may be in some sort of a pickle, and suing for future earnings is something they feel they need to do. So we'll keep you posted on that. But I have to tell you, I mean, you know, the email that I saw, that was kind of incriminating. I mean, AEG was pretty, allegedly pretty rough with Conrad, basically telling him to do what he needs to do so Michael could perform. So that's going to be interesting to see what happens. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Eating walnuts twice a week could cut your diabetes risk by 25%. They looked at women, 140,000 women in the U.S., and found that if they ate a 28-gram packet of walnuts at least twice a week, they were 24% less likely to develop type 2 diabetes than those who rarely or never ate them. This is published in the Journal of Nutrition. And it's not the first time we've, you know, heard about nuts and them doing wonders for our health. You know, I don't know if it's so much that the walnuts in and of themselves help the pancreas as much as walnuts fill you up so you don't eat junk food, or people who eat nuts are more health-minded. You know, I mean, a lot of us, if we want to grab a snack, Many times we don't grab nuts. We'll grab something sweet, chew gum, grab a soda. Maybe people who eat nuts are in generally more healthy. They do, you know, reach for other snacks. Me, I only like the walnuts if they're caramelized and sugared up and put on salads. To me, then they're yummy. Scientists at the Harvard School of Public Health in Boston looked at 137,000 nurses aged 35 to 77 over a 10-year period to see how many developed diabetes. And they also looked at how often they ate nuts, particularly walnuts. After allowing for body fat, weight, researchers found eating walnuts 1 to 3 times a month curbed the risk of diabetes 4% once a week, 13% twice a week, 24%. So I guess go and get your walnuts. Don't forget to brush your teeth. If you have diverticulosis, of course, you want to make sure you're not getting the little nuts caught in the little pockets of your colon. We'll talk about diverticulosis later. Some of you guys can't eat nuts. And you go, Dr. Dahlia, you're telling us to eat nuts, that they're all healthy, and I can't eat them. My doctor won't let me. The reason why your doctor won't let you is because eating nuts, if you get them all kind of ground up, like little popcorn, etc., they can get caught in little pockets of your colon if you have diverticulosis. Diverticulosis are pockets of the colon. If they get inflamed, it's called diverticulitis. So, of course, check with your doctor before you eat your nuts. And no, the caramelized, sweet, sugary nuts don't count. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Expert predicts that males will become extinct in 5 years. Professor Jenny Graves in Australia believes that women will outlive men. And within 5 million years' time, the male human species is going to be no more. Apparently, the X chromosome is a little weaker. The Y chromosome of men is a little weaker than the left. The left has thousands of genes. X and X women have two X's. Men only have one X and one Y. The Y is the weaker chromosome. The Y gene, as it starts to deteriorate, has less ability to repair itself. Therefore, if the Y chromosome is a little weaker, men will evolve to probably give more X's when they propagate. And if a man gives an X and a mom gives an X, the baby's going to be XX or a girl. If man gives a Y, then it'll be a boy. So men determine the sex of the baby because the women only give off the X's. Men determine the sex by either giving off a Y or giving off an X. If the Y is weak and the Y can't hold its own, most likely the male will give off an X, only be giving birth to girls. Men are going to be a thing of rarity later. Other researchers said, nah, no, I don't buy it. For me, I don't buy it. I think by then we'll be able to fix these chromosomes all up. Bandage patch. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available and a taste absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect conditions, can be buried up to 30 feet, and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, we still have a couple cabins left on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Alaskan Cruise, please make sure you check out my website at drdahlia.com to check that out. Can't wait to take you guys with us. All right, we were going to quickly review heat exhaustion. This is the time of year where we seem to forget that we are, well, it's kind of not the time of year for everybody. I understand some of you guys are still dealing with snow. But where I live in the desert, it's going to start getting hot and pretty quickly. And one of you had called in the first hour asking about heat exhaustion that left you with left-sided inability to sweat. That was kind of weird, where one side of your body can't sweat. I told him to get checked for a stroke. Something didn't sound right with that. But heat exhaustion happens when your body overheats. And so exposure to high temperatures, high humidity, strenuous activity, lack of hydration, you can get dizzy. You could faint. You could get weak. Your pulse could become rapid, nausea, headache, muscle cramps, low blood pressure, heavy sweating. You could become cool. And the problem is many people will be outside in the heat drinking. So you're outside drinking. So you see somebody just kind of kicking back, lying there out in the sun. Meanwhile, they're fatigued. You don't know it. You just think they're just kind of hanging out, or you think they're drunk a little bit. All right? Keep an eye on your friends. Keep an eye on your family members, especially your kids and grandma and grandpa, because they have a hell of a lot more difficulty regulating their heat, all right, and regulating their internal temperature. You always want to make sure you stay cool. Try to stay in the shade. If you feel like you're too hot, get indoors. A lot of us by the beach, we do well with the beach because the beach is a little cooler and you're able to jump in the water, etc. But many of us, we don't live by a beach like me. I live in Nevada and Las Vegas, Nevada. And being in Las Vegas, Nevada, there is no beach. It is very deserty and it's very hot. So we always tell people out here, no alcohol, don't overdress. Make sure you hydrate. So, you know, having issues of medications, too, can also put you at risk for heat stroke. Some of you guys are on water pills, beta blockers for heart blood pressure or heart problems. Those could also lead to heat stroke. Antihistamines could do it, too. Benadryl, Claritin, etc. Tranquilizers, Valium, sedatives, antipsychotics. Plus, your illegal drugs could also increase your core temperature. A lot of people don't realize that. Keep an eye on the news, keep an eye on the weather. Many of us go, oh, it's going to be hot, and then we don't think much of it. And then we go outside and, you know, we kind of hang out. And I love the idea of you being outdoors and playing, et cetera, and, you know, getting some activity and getting some fresh air. But remember, we're going to be dealing with skin cancer issues and topics later this spring and summer that we'll talk about. And just make sure you're always hydrating. One bottle of water isn't going to cut it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And also, don't underestimate the time. I don't want to call it a rally, but Mitt Romney came into town to speak, and my kids wanted to go. And we had to get there at about 7, 8 in the morning. And I think this was in August. All right, so 7, 8 in the morning, no big deal. So I grabbed a bottle of water from the car, and we stood in line. And we were out in line for a while until we could get in. Now, yeah, I'm considered press, but I couldn't sneak the kids in until, it was time for everybody to come in. So we're standing out there, and, I mean, wow, we went through that bottle like crazy. Now it's 8 o'clock in the morning. 8 o'clock in the morning, and we're already starting to feel heat exhaustion. Don't underestimate the time of day. If you're in direct sun, if you're in a lower latitude, don't mess around. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, the NRA has unveiled a school shield recommendation. It's called the National School Shield Program. Its recommendations were unveiled earlier this morning to protect schools from instances of violence, including a model program to train and enable school personnel to carry firearms. Asa Hutchinson, a former Republican congressman and former head of the DEA, outlined recommendations he said would enhance school security. Hutchinson was tasked by the NRA following the December shooting at Newtown, Connecticut, to develop recommendations to bolster schools' security. So this is a 225-page report presented, which includes 8 recommendations. All right? Model training program for school resource officers, school personnel, proposed changes to various state laws that would enable designated school personnel to carry firearms after having undergone training. Other proposals include a development of better security plans, better coordination between schools and state and local governments to fund security programs, develop safety programs, etc. I mean, here's my thing. I love the idea of upping security at schools. I just don't know if teachers are going to want to take on the task. I agree with the idea of hired trained personnel to be protecting the school, to be walking the beat, to be patrolling, and being armed. But one of you had written me over the show saying the reason why they have to arm the teachers is because if you only have one guard And that school is, like, for example, where I live in Las Vegas, some of these high schools have 3,300 students. It's a huge campus. One guard may not be enough and may not be able to get there quick enough. The teachers need to be able to pull out a weapon and take the suspect out. But here's the problem. Do teachers want that responsibility? I want our kids protected, but just because somebody decides to devote their lives to education and devote their lives to helping kids being underpaid and overworked, which our poor teachers are, do we think many of them want to take on the responsibility of a gun? Also, do these teachers deal in security or deal with firearms day in, day out? I don't want an inexperienced person guarding our kids. I want people who know what the hell they're doing. Now, I was trained for a CCW. I feel very comfortable with guns, but there is no way I would want to substitute for somebody who is well trained. Okay? I have never had to shoot a person yet. I haven't. So, yeah, I'm trained in firearms. I know how to clean a firearm. I know how to shoot. I'm a great shot. All right? But I have not had that experience. So having a bunch of novices carry weapons, yeah, it may deter the bad guy, but it could also just get them shot as well. You need to know what you're doing. So I commend the NRA with coming up with a plan that will work with state laws, state enforcement, training, working with officers. I think that's phenomenal. Our schools need protection. In Israel, there's armed guards in these public schools, knock on wood, and we haven't heard of any school shootings there recently. So, I mean, Israel has been able to figure it out. I think we can, too. And I think upping our school security is vital. The only thing is arming the teachers is something different. Now, some of you will say, well, in Israel, the teachers know how to shoot. Well, remember, when you're in Israel, you have to join the army. So, when you're 18. So, all Israeli citizens join the army. They learn combat, they learn how to use weapons, etc. So those teachers are trained. Now, I don't think they're concealed carry in Israel. I think there's just the armed guards there. But, you know, if you have a teacher in Israel and they are Israeli born, they served military time. Yeah, they know how to use a gun. No doubt about it. Okay? And most of them are probably pretty comfortable with the gun. All right? In America, no, we don't. Most of us don't have any military experience. Most of us haven't been cops, haven't been first responders. We haven't. So we don't have that experience under our belt. And so when it comes to our kids, you know, when it comes to our kids, I would recommend for now, until we figure out a better system with the teachers, have armed guards at the schools. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, we don't have enough taxpayer money for that. Well, maybe we should cut Obamacare. Protect our kids' schools. All right, guys, cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. You all be safe and God bless.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. la. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.